morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
W.D. Bentley introduced Cooperative Extension in Oklahoma. Now 100 years later, a variety that carries his namesake offers tremendous resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley was created by OSU researchers and is marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley also provides a unique blend of genetics from the Texas and Kansas overlay variety with OSU's true graze and grain breeding stamped in. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
The tobacco industry's business model. Step one, get them young. Nearly all smokers start by age 18. Step two, make them lifelong customers. Over half will die from smoking. Step three, find replacement smokers. Step four, repeat. Step one.
The tobacco industry will stop at nothing to get kids addicted. But if kids don't start, smoking stops. Join the fight against tobacco at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. Little change was noted in this week's crop progress report out from USDA on Monday. The majority of crops both nationally and here in the three-state region we cover remained unchanged from the previous week, some for the second week in a row. The U.S. corn crop was one of those with unchanged ratings at 62% good to excellent, which actually fell short of the trade's expectations of 63%. The soybean crop improved just slightly up to 61% good to excellent, outperforming the trade's expectation of 60%, but still this is not a major move for ratings this time of year. Analysts are saying that it will take a long fall season and some warm weather for this corn crop to fully mature properly. Corn dough in Oklahoma has rated 92% this week, up 6 points from the previous year. In Kansas, dough was 89%, near 91 last year and the five-year average of 92. And in Texas, dough is rated 95% complete, trailing last year by 4 and ahead of the average by 2. Corn dent reached 70%, up 80 points from the previous year in Oklahoma, 58% near 62 last year and 61 the average in Kansas, and 82% ahead of last year by 9 and the average by 7 in Texas. In Oklahoma, sorghum headed reached 90%, up 1 point from the previous year, while sorghum coloring reached 51%, unchanged from normal. Sorghum mature also was unchanged this week from normal at 15%. In Kansas, sorghum condition rated 2% very poor, 6 poor, 32 fair, 46 good, and 14 excellent. Sorghum headed was 88%, behind 95 last year, but equal to the average. Coloring was 26%, well behind 47 last year, and behind 34 the average. Mature was 3%, equal to last year, and near 2 the average. And in Texas, sorghum condition in the state has remained unchanged since last week, still rated at 78% good to excellent, 18% fair, and 4% poor to very poor. 95% of the crop is headed, ahead of last year and the average by 2 points. 80% of the crop, meanwhile, has reached the coloring stage, advancing from the previous week by 1. Taking a look at pasture and rangeland conditions, we've seen little change this week from the week prior. In Oklahoma, conditions were rated at 82% good to fair. In Kansas, conditions rated 56% good to excellent. And in Texas, conditions actually improved this week, rated currently at 49% good to excellent statewide, 35% fair, and 16% poor to very poor. The fact that this report was so uneventful puts emphasis on next week's report as we wait to see how rains from Hurricane Harvey affect crops across the corn and soybean belt and watch how markets react to those results. To take a look at that complete report from USDA, be sure to check out our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You got farm news, I'm Ron.
In the market for a do-it-all green and yellow muscle machine? Well, look no further than P&K equipment at the John Deere 5085E utility tractors. These 85 horsepower tractors are tough, versatile, and full of capability. Right now, all in stock. Remaining 5085E tractors at P&K, priced just $44,900. Stop by one of our 10 locations to check them out or visit us online at PNKEquipment.com. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering since 2717 includes retail bonus and special P&K discounts. Residency and other restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. See P&K for details.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.